But he was now, his company wasn't chosen because the lobbyists were able to select the company based on friendships, who got hired, and that sort of thing.
Oh, let's cut to the chase. They selected the company that would allow them to rig the election.
That's exactly what happened. That's right. Thank you so much. And so Diebold ended up being the company selected to administer the elections in the state of Georgia. Now, this was rife with problems from the very beginning. And in the end, my petard ended up being hoisted on the electronic voting machines. So I lost my congressional career based on the malperformance of the Diebold electronic voting machines. Now, what were some of the
problems? Which had no paper backups, right?
No paper backups. And in addition to that, we experienced a phenomenon that we just could not understand. That was, we had vote flipping. So the constituent would go into the voting booth, select the candidate of their choice, and then the machine would flip away from that candidate. And the voter would not even know it if they weren't paying attention. They would leave the precinct having not voted for the candidate of their choice.